The historic settlement came in a climate lawsuit called Navahine versus Hawaii's Department of Transportation. 16-year-old Navahine is a native Hawaiian who grew up in Oahu.
My family has farmed kalo on Kuleana lands for 10 generations.
Kalo is the Hawaiian word for the root vegetable taro, a staple of the traditional Hawaiian diet.
I realized the effects of climate change, like the drought and the flooding, the sea level rise. My farm and all the crop that we get is what we live off of. So seeing the effects and how we were struggling to make any money from our farm kind of pushed me towards this case.
Navahine is one of 13 young Hawaiian climate activists who filed suit with the assistance of the groups Our Children's Trust and Earth Justice. It's one in a series of lawsuits by young climate activists against their state governments. But the Hawaii Agreement is the first settlement of its kind in which government defendants have agreed to resolve a climate case. The lawsuit accused the Hawaii Department of Transportation of consistently prioritizing building highways over other types of transportation. Andrea Rogers is an attorney with Our Children's Trust. She called the settlement unprecedented.
This agreement prioritizes innovative transportation solutions that can stop the state's dependence on imported fossil fuels and ensure people's mobility with safe and pollution-free choices.
The settlement commits the Hawaii Transportation Department to take detailed steps to achieve zero greenhouse gas emissions across all forms of transportation, including ground transit and sea and air transportation between Hawaiian islands, by the year 2045. Officials also commit to make immediate, ambitious investments in clean transit infrastructure, such as completing pedestrian, bicycle, and transit networks and expanding public vehicle charging stations. The plan will be costly. Governor Josh Green said he would like to tap Hawaii's major tourism sector to help underwrite the expense.
We have 10 million individuals that come to Hawaii every year. Can you imagine for a moment if we successfully were humbly asking people to pay $25 when they came to the state? That would be $250 million every single year.
The settlement comes as Hawaiians are preparing to mark the first anniversary of the devastating climate-fueled Maui fire last August. It killed 101 people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and caused an estimated $6 billion worth of damage. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.